The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week's parasha, Parashas Kisisa, we have the parasha of the Shomer B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, parasha that discusses Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos. And we're going to talk today about one of the malachas of the Lama Tess malachas of Shabbos, the malacha of Beirer. So Beirer is probably from one of the most relevant halachas that come up almost every single Shabbos and usually multiple times in a Shabbos. And we'll go through some of the basic halachas of Hilchos Beirer. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalid, Lamaskana Sa Gemara, according to many Rishonim, comes out Lamaskana, that Beirer would be mutter in the following way. And that is, when it's done, biyad, using your hand, as opposed to a utensil, which is designed to do Beirer. So it's done with your hand. We'll see there are some exceptions to what else may be considered Yad and not a Keli. Then there is Miyad, which means it's for immediate use. Exactly what that means is we find that the Ramah tells us if it's Samach to the Su'uda, that already is called Miyad. Exactly what's called Samach is a discussion among the Paiskim. Some Paiskim are of the opinion that whatever is this normal Zman that you would prepare for the Suda is already close enough. Others, the Chazon Ish, feel it has to be always Samach. There's a rough shear of a half hour. And the third condition is it has to be Oichal Mitech Tzoylus. You have to be taking the good rather than the bad stuff away. And there's a dissenting view on this, but this is how we go l'alach. It has to be oichel miteich pisoilas. So what I want to talk about is that this halach of Beirer seems very strange. The Torah tells us, the Chazal tell us, Beirer is one of the lamatas malachos. We're not allowed to do Beirer. So over here we have a way that Beirer is mutter. We have to understand what happened. You're accomplishing the purpose. Why is that not a problem of doing the malacha? So we do see a lashon of Rashi that it's when you do biyad, it's a big shinui. And the Gemara really itself kind of asks these questions, and the Gemara goes through the Gemara brings a brisa, which is clear that there's some sort of heter in Beirer. And the Gemara keeps asking, on all the different options given, or ask, what do you mean? You're allowed to cook? The Gemara says maybe it's for that day. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to cook for that day? It's a small amount. You're allowed to cook small amounts? What are these heterim? And the Gemara ultimately comes on something which is more comfortable. And, we have to understand, what is this exception? How do we have a heter on a malacha? So, in truth, we find this is not limited to Beirer, but Teichin also, the Rishonim say, the Rajba says, has a heter of Samach L'Suda. If you cut something up before Samach L'Suda, it's going to be mutter. L'alacha, the Beis Yosef says, to limit it to where you cut it into slightly larger pieces, but we will have that heter even by Teichin. Hu Adin, Teichin with a big shinui, is also mutter. Where it brings down that it'd be mutter with a certain, has to qualify for a big shinui. But typically shinui is not going to make it mutter, but it's going to just be pater aval aser. And over here we see it's actually becoming mutter. Not only that, but even the Gemara, when the Gemara keeps attacking our heterim of Beirer by invoking afia, baking, are you allowed to bake for that day? Are you allowed to bake small amounts? But what's interesting is that even when it comes to baking, we find this idea as well. The Gemara in Perikira tells us that if you bake or cook, for that matter, in the sun, it's going to be mutter. The Gemara has a machlekes if it's a tolda of the chama, if it's something that got hot from the sun. That already is a machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Over there it could be a chashash that you'll mix it up with something that got hot from a fire. But if in the sun itself, everyone seems to agree that it's mutter. Why is it mutter, says Rashi? Because it's not the malachas machsheva, it's not the normal way of cooking. There are rayas that the product itself comes out different when it's in the sun. It's not beyond the scope of our share at the moment to go into those rayas. But regardless, we're seeing that again, when something has a shinui, it's actually becoming a mutter. So let's try and understand why we have these exceptions, what seems to be deviating from the normal mahalach of the malachas, which is that a shinui would just make it pater aval aser, and over here it's actually making it mutter. So we do find an idea that oichlin, when it comes to food, there is a klal by a number of malachas that, for example, we have ein tzviya ba'eichlin. There's no din tzveya by foods. Now, all these things are not a hard and fast rules. There are, may be certain things that are nonetheless asim derabanan or machlekesim. So, on a general level, though, we see ein tzviya ba'eichlin, ein ibud ba'eichlin, ibud, the malach of ibud, of ima'abed. There's also ein ibud ba'eichlin. You don't have it as well by oichlin. And so on and so forth. There are other such exceptions as well. So what's the idea? What's going on? Why is oichlin exempted from these malachas? I believe we say it as well, by smoothing something out. He's another one of those exceptions. So what's the uniqueness of oichl? So oichl is unique that it doesn't have the same kiyum. It's something which doesn't have such a strong essence, or such a strong guf to it. It's something which you're going to eat up, and the creation of the malacha is limited. And as a result, we're not going to have the regular kli malacha, and that's why we have these exceptions. Nonetheless, there's a sidra de pas. There's the yud aleph malachas, the first yud aleph malachas, which is the process of creating a loaf of bread, or a dish, a cooked dish. But the yisoid is that it's a process. It's something that you develop. You take a seed, your chayrish, and your zireya, and your koitzer, and your mamer. It's a commercial line. It's an assembly line of developing something. And that's going to give it a chashivus of a malacha. But where we're going to deviate from that, then already, when it comes to an oichel, we're losing the chashivus of the malacha. And that's why we see, when it comes to beirer, we find that it says that when you do it differently, it's kabeirer la'itzer. In other words, when it's not for immediate use, the Gemara says, then it's kabeirer la'itzer. Or pesach pesach oichel, it's kabeirer la'itzer. It's now getting a chashivus where you're developing, we view it like you're developing this product. It's like you're putting it in storage and giving it a chashivus of more than just an oichel. And in fact, when it comes to teichin, the Rishonim say this idea when they talk about cutting up something for achila, and that l'may nafka mean if you have your food in big pieces or small pieces. That's not a malacha. You're not creating something. It's just how I want to eat my food. So over here as well, there is definitely a tikkun by beirer, but that tikkun by beirer is what Rishonim called derech achila. It's derech achila. There's no chashivus in that malacha. I'm not creating a real product out of it. It's just part of my achila. Now, let's just go back a moment. We had spoken about where you have to do dafka oichal mitzvah pseilus, and we'll see an exception. And that exception is where in the end of Shin Chaf Aleph, the Rama brings down about peeling fruits, or it talks about onions, garlic, and so on and so forth, that over there, you are allowed to do it if it's samach to your achila. Be allowed to peel an orange samach to eating it. And even though, so there's really two questions for us to discuss here. Number one is that it seems to be breaking the rule. It's psalas mitech oichal, taking away the peel. And normally you have to be taking the oichal. Over here we seem to be breaking rank over here from the regular rules of Beirer and doing it the other way around. And the answer to that is that over here, since it's really Yevsher to do it differently, that will remain the Derech Achila. It doesn't translate into now Kibur L'Oitzer. I'm trying to commercialize and create this product of a peeled orange. No, because that's how you have to eat an orange, because there's no other alternative. And Memela is not going to get a chashivas of Kibur L'Oitzer, and it will remain just a derech achila, where it's just an oicha without a chashivas of malacha. And the mela is going to remain with that heter. But there's one other point here that needs to be discussed as well when it comes to this case, and this is really bringing up another point, which is that there's two malachas. There's a malacha of dash, and then there's a malacha of beirer. Dash, or sometimes we call it mefarik, and that's the earlier malacha before beirer. And the av malacha is normally you take a kernel after it's been grown and it's in some sort of shell and in some sort of casing, and it's broken open. It's done usually in mass production. Sometimes they have through animals stepping on it, and it cracks open these shells and you get your kernels. And that is the malacha of dash. So what exactly is the difference between dash and beirer? So the chilu between dash and beirer is beirer is after it's been taken out of the shell, and it has some psoilus within it, and you remove that psoilus, that's going to be malachas beirer. But getting it out of the shell is malachas dash. So why, and there's no heter by dash of samach lachila. That's only by beirer. So first of all, why? And why isn't peeling an orange not dosh, and therefore shouldn't be osur even if it's samach achil? So the Prima Gadim and Ramesh also talks about this svara, is that the yisoid of the chilik between dosh and beirer, and this is very crucial to understand why they're different, is that dosh is something that's not yet an oichal. It's still in its casing. It's not yet in the stage where we could really call it an oichal. It's inside a shell, and it's inaccessible. It's not yet an oichal. And therefore, that teirim that we have, like we explained earlier, is dafka something which is an oichal. Over here, being that it's in that preliminary stage of pre-oichal, still in a shell, it won't have a heter of samach achila. But something where we accept it as being with a shell, and that's how we take it home, and that's how we preserve it, is with the shell, we view it very differently. It's not that I haven't yet developed my product and pulled it out of its shell, but rather, this shell is gonna be is gonna protect my food, and it becomes a tuffel to the food, and it gets a shame oichel even with the shell on it. So for example, the orange is going to be, it's not that it hasn't yet reach its food stage because it's trapped in a shell. No, that's how it's protected as a food. And therefore will not have a chesaron of not being considered an oichel, and therefore will be considered more like just plain beirer. It's already a food, just that it has psoilus that it can't get to the food and I have to remove. And the male is going to be mutter when it's samach la'achila. So, and similarly, they say, let's say, for example, nuts. Same idea. But over here, we come to an interesting twist that the Pesukim brings up. That Bizman Azeh, generally speaking, that nuts are pre-shelled. For example, a peanut, it's been probably a couple of decades since people have seen peanuts in those brown double shells. So now, if a person we got 1 year, one of the neighbors for Shalach Manas, part of the theme was that they were peanuts in shells. So now to eat those on Shabbos, so now already it's not so simple. Because that's really an unprocessed peanut. It hasn't yet been brought to the to the state where it's an oichel ready to be eaten. Because peanuts are not kept that way as an oichel. So now to open it up on Shabbos may very well be mefarik. And there are poskim that hold it would be taka osir to open them on Shabbos. Not unanimous, there's chaluki days, but there's definitely from the contemporary poskim those who say that the way we have today, it would be a problem. Now, that's not really so shchia to have this shayla, but I think maybe what's more common, and we'll close with this, is nuts such as almonds or walnuts, which are the only time I believe that we really find them being sold with the shells or people buying them with the shells, is some people on Pesach will only use nuts that are in a shell. But that's never how we, almost never, I believe, how people have their nuts in their home. They usually come without the shell on them. And therefore, when it comes to that situation of Pesach, we have to consider, is there a shayla of mefarik to crack them open on Shabbos? On Yontif, maybe there may be kulas, perhaps a mefarik, it's beyond the scope of our shir. But if it be Shabbos, chol hamoed, can one crack open those nuts? Can we say, no, on Pesach, this is how I have them as food with the shell on them? Is already getting to a little bit of a gray area? But I believe it's something definitely we have to think about as a serious shayla and dayan tzarachin.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.